How far do we go to be all things to all people for the sake of the gospel? How far do we go to be all things for all people for the sake of the gospel? So that's what Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 23. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. So we see something throughout 1 Corinthians 9 and 10, actually, as we've just seen as well. Paul's priority is not his own rights and what he's able to do, as we saw early on in chapter 9 with reference to support, or here his own rights in terms of being able to behave with the freedom the gospel allows. He can do what he wants, but sometimes he chooses to restrict his freedom. So, for example, in following Jewish custom, if that will avoid a barrier to someone. So his priority is to win people for Christ. That's what drives him throughout. Now, that's not to say that he will compromise the gospel. So becoming all things to all people is not to compromise the gospel. So he will not allow a Jew, for example, to insist that they are saved by circumcision and say, that's fine for you to believe that, I'll believe this, and I'm becoming one with you. So we could look at the book of Galatians for that, or even back in chapter 7 and verse 19 about that. But his motivation in verse 12 is, we put up with anything rather than hinder the gospel of Christ. That's his motivation, that's his priority, is the gospel going out. So in short, off the back of that, we are to do whatever it takes in order to win people to Christ. We are to go as far as we need to go. Consider the example of the Lord Jesus himself, who gives up everything, glory for incarnation, worship for a cross, in order to win a people to himself. So we are to give up all things. We are to go as far as is necessary for the sake of the gospel. But I guess the question then is, so what does that look like for us? What does it look like to give those things up? Well, I gave one example last Sunday morning of our family service following our holiday club. There's one of those coming up, in case you hadn't realised it. When we'll have jungle decorations all over the place, and it won't feel like an ordinary service. And that'd be one of the ways in which we will have to give things up. We will go to an extent for the sake of the gospel. But before we get too focused on kind of the service side of things, which is tend to where our questions go with this, don't we? We think, okay, what do we got to give up in terms of what happens on a Sunday morning? That tends to be how we think. I think Paul's got a broader idea in mind here in terms of what it means, how far we are to go for the sake of the gospel. Because at heart, I think what Paul is talking about here is sharing lives with other people, which picks up on Miriam's question earlier on, getting involved in their world. So think about it. When Paul says he will become like a Jew to win the Jews, he's not saying there simply that a meeting he might hold would feel like a synagogue service, which is tend to be how we think. We think about services that we do. He's not just saying that, is he? He's saying much more than that. He's saying that he will restrict himself. So, for example, he will eat kosher food to avoid hindering the gospel. He will restrict his freedom. He is free to eat whatever he wants. But sometimes he will restrict himself to avoid hindering the gospel. And that means, of course, that he's eating with them, isn't he? He's spending time with them. He's sharing his life with them. That's a social activity. So Paul is sharing his life with those that he seeks to win. He's going to where they are. He's spending time in their world. That, I think, is how far we are to go to win others for the sake of the gospel. We're not just simply to think about what will it mean when they come into our place. How will we have to change? But how do we go out to spend time with them and give up our freedoms? So the question is, what does that look like for us? Well, I could throw this open and you could come up with some ideas yourself, but I guess one example might be going for a drink with some colleagues after work, rather than heading straight back home, when we actually might feel, I'd rather just kind of get out and go home and sit down and have a cup of tea or whatever. But restricting our freedoms to go and do that by instead thinking, I'm going to take the effort to spend time with those that I work with or whatever. Or maybe being intentional about building relationships with neighbours. It's not always something that we're great at doing as English people. We kind of have our home as our castle. So we take the opportunity to stop and to chat when we pass our neighbour in the street, rather than my usual thing, which is to kind of nod and walk on. Tends to be how we work, but actually to make the opportunity to stop. How are you? How are things going? To invite them into our home. for food or whatever at some point, for a cup of coffee. But to make the effort to spend time sharing other people's worlds, sharing our lives with them. And then after that, I think we can then begin to think about what implications it might have for what we do in church. But I think first of all, Paul wants us to think about how we share life with those around. So we go to be all things to all people for the sake of the gospel. We look to involve ourselves in their lives, to restrict our freedoms in order that we might win them to Christ.